Proverbs chapter 2, verse 3. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, if thou liftest up thy voice for understanding. In the search for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Solomon now turns to the matter of prayer. He places it before the acts of seeking and searching, which he gets to in the next verse. It is interesting to note that in the teachings of Jesus in the New Testament, the same order is followed. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. As we incline our ears unto the wisdom of God, and apply our hearts to understand it, we must be in the spirit of prayer. Then the blessed Holy Spirit of God can sensitize the conscience and enlighten our spiritual understanding. The knowledge of this world can be gained by diligent study. The knowledge of God is gained as our study is permeated by prayer. I do believe that a person can become a Bible scholar by study alone. But is that the objective, to have a knowledge of the Bible? No. The objective is to know God. Naturally, we must study the Holy Scriptures if we are to come to a deeper understanding of God and His ways. But the time we spend in the book must be saturated with prayer. You can learn the Bible by study alone, but you cannot become a spiritual Christian, a man or woman of God, without engaging in both study and prayer. Through prayer, the word that enters our minds sinks down into our hearts, and thus our lives are changed. Think of it this way. The Word of God is the great treasure house of spiritual truth. The door is fastened by a number of locks that guard its precious truths from the half-hearted, those who are merely curious but have no spiritual hunger or intent to apply its words to the heart. Prayer is the first key that must be inserted in the divine order of things. Remember the prayer of the psalmist, "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." One of the most blessed experiences to come into my own life has been the practice of praying over the word verse by verse. This has been true in meeting the needs of my own heart. I have also found it a powerful means of helping other Christians who is finding it difficult to follow the Lord. Specific needs can be met without a lot of counsel or discussion. I recall a young man who had great difficulty controlling his tongue. He was always getting himself into trouble by some slip of the lip. One day we sat down for some fellowship, and I suggested we pray over the third chapter of James. We took the time to pray over it, verse by verse. I prayed over one verse, and then he over the next, and so throughout the whole chapter. God, through the Holy Spirit, spoke to his heart in a dynamic and dramatic way. It was the turning point of his life in gaining victory over his sin. Had we merely discussed the passage, I doubt if much would have happened. But when we prayed over it, the truth sank down deep into his soul.